Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Woo! Welcome to it, 625, the Plan B Morning Show. Let's get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious things like Bud Light, the Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer, bunch of other great products for you to have on hand ready for whatever you may be doing, maybe listening to the Plan B Morning Show, sports, maybe that. I don't know.
My mom's blowing me up right now, so she might be listening. So, hi, Mom.
Hey, hi. Hey, Hunter's mom. Hey, can we have Dino Nuggies?
Hey, Mom, make some Dino Nuggets, would you?
Mom, we're playing Super Nintendo. Make some Dino Nuggets.
Bring us some ketchup.
Mom, can you make special sauce?
There you go.
Mom, that was exactly. Don't embarrass me in front of my friends.
Mom! Seriously, though, that's exactly how it was. And then when she was when the food was ready, because we'd be downstairs, she just stomped the floor. Like, all right, time to go up and eat food. Yes.
Yeah, Ma, wait, we gotta beat this level. Ma,
put it back in the microwave.
Ma.
All right, for God's sakes, let's get to sports. Love you, Mom, if you're listening. Major League Baseball. I'm sorry, I can't focus after that. All right, here we go. Major League Baseball yesterday. Tigers beating the Astros 8-2. Indians beating the White Sox 2-0 over 10 innings. And the Cubs beating the Brewers 3-2. Today, Cubs going to be in Milwaukee playing the Brewers.
The Brewery. I mean, it works either way, I guess.
I mean, I might be at a brewery while they're playing the Brewers, but they'll be playing at 1:40.
That was dumb.
I probably will be at a brewery. Tigers going to be at Houston playing the Astros at 7:10. Indians going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox 8:10. So there you go. Major League Baseball there. Got a quick story here for you. Man, life just keeps getting better for quarterback Trevor Lawrence. You guys might know him. He's a phenomenal quarterback that's entering the NFL. He's expected to be the number one college player picked in the upcoming NFL draft by the Jacksonville Jaguars. And over the weekend, he married his middle school sweetheart. It's kind of weird. That's a little young, isn't it?
Shut up. God, you're so stupid.
What? I mean, just saying it. That's what it says. Over the weekend, he married his middle school sweetheart.
Anybody with a normal brain would be like, oh, he's been with this lady since they were both in middle school.
Oh, so they got together. Oh, I was going to say, that's kind of weird.
No, he would be on a list. He would be in jail if that was the case. You moron.
Sorry. I'll continue the story.
Did you plan that? Was that planned?
No. On top of that, fans of the Jacksonville Jaguars found the wedding party registry he and his wife set up, showered the couple with gifts. So many people showed up to buy them stuff that a bunch of extra money was donated to a charity. So people of Jacksonville are like, please, God, maybe if we shower them with gifts,
it'll make them. Just give this guy everything, please.
You know?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Is he the one with the long hair? Is he the long hair? Yeah, long hair fella.
Yeah. Yep. Much like Sunshine from.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Sunshine. All right.
He's good, man. Boy can play ball. So Jaguars are very hopeful over there in Florida. I got one more story, but I'm going to save it. I think. Save it for next hour. It's a golf story, and it has to do with a golf ball and an alligator, and not Chubbs this time.
It's the only viable alligator golf ball story is the one with Chubbs. So it better be you just retelling how Chubbs lost his hand.
I told that bastard's eye out, though.
Chubbs, you took his hand. All right. That's your sports for now. As always, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. So stupid.
Rock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
Well, good morning. It's 7:25. Brock, yo, Hunter.
Yo, what's happening?
Yeah, Ace. Welcome to the Plan B Morning Show.
Hey, but real quick, I'm scrolling through this post here real quick, and it bothers me a little bit.
I'm picking up a tone of rant in your
voice. A quick rant before sports because it kind of pissed me off. You see all these I got vaccinated posts, you know, and people, you know, showing with the Band-Aid on their arm. So this girl puts up this post and says, I have, is that like trigonophobia? It's one of those phobia words, real long. In quotes, says fear of needles. And I got vaccinated today, and she got a bunch of votes and, you know, whatnot. And I'm sitting here thinking, who likes needles? Why is that a word? I got trigonophobia. Everybody's got nobody likes needles. I got a fear of getting my foot lopped off. Of course you do. Everybody does. It doesn't make it any better. I'm sorry. I don't know why it's making me angry, but it's just like, I know what you're doing. You're trying to make that post just a little bit better. You're not tricking me. Everybody's scared of needles. Come on.
There's that one person that comments, you don't like needles? You don't like a sharp piece of metal being jabbed into your arm? What are you talking about?
What's wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
I'm just like, I don't like it. I don't like that. I know you're fishing for likes, and I don't know what you're doing.
Well, hey, Hunter, if you don't post about it on Facebook, then it doesn't happen. If I go to the gym and not take a selfie and post on social media, did I really work out? No, you didn't.
I got a really serious condition. It's fear of needles. It's called trigonophobia. Yeah, me too, I guess. I got that too.
We're very ranty this morning. I love it.
I'm sorry. I had to get it out, though. I was scrolling. I'm just like, oh, I have to go back up to that one. What is that?
Well, we'll have to do maybe another Dear Facebook. We haven't done one of those in a while.
There you go.
All right. With that said, though, we got to keep removing it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. Amazing? It's amazing. Yeah.
Gosh, amazing Bud products over here.
I turned into Sean Connery. Yeah, amazing. The Rock. Seriously, hit them up if you're thirsty, because you won't be after you stock yourself with Bud Distributing. All right, get them.
That's right. All right, Major League Baseball this morning. We have the Detroit Tigers, and they played the Astros last night. 8-2 was the score. I'm not going to do it. Shut up. Let's see. Indians playing the White Sox. They beat the White Sox 2-0 in 10 innings there. Cubs beating the Brewers 3-2. There are some games today. Cubs going to be in Milwaukee playing the Brewers at 1:40. Tigers going to be in Houston playing the Astros. The Asterix at 7:10. Catch that on 94.9 WSJM. Indians going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. Let's see. NBA action last night. Clippers beat the Pacers 126-115. Are some games today. Clippers going to be Detroit playing the Pistons 8 o'clock. Magic over in Chicago playing the Bulls 8 o'clock. Pacers going to be in Houston playing the Red Rockets at 9 o'clock. Moving on. Pro football news. Well, it just keeps getting better for quarterback Trevor Lawrence. I'm sure you've heard of that guy. He's a guy with the long blonde hair. He's very good at throwing a pigskin. He's expected to be the number one college player picked in the upcoming NFL draft by the Jacksonville Jaguars. And over the weekend, he married his middle school sweetheart, which is kind of weird. It's a little young, but all right. On top of that, fans of the Jaguars found the wedding registry, and he and his wife set it up, the registry. People showered them with gifts from Jacksonville and just hoping, please, dear maybe God, if we give them a few extra gifts.
So many
people showered them with gifts that they had so much extra money they had to donate to charity.
That's nice that they did, though. Yeah. It's nice.
Seems like a pretty good guy, you know? It's just one of those things, though. It's like he's a phenomenal quarterback. I'm not taking anything away from Trevor Lawrence at all. But, like, give the guy a game in the NFL first, you know? You know, I have so many of these phenomenal college athletes that come into the pros and are like, whoa.
Yeah.
Everybody's good.
Yep.
Everybody's really good.
Yeah.
Holy, you know, I mean, some of them prevail, obviously, but a lot of them, Manziel, we treated him like a god when he was coming in, and look what happened to him.
I knew right off when they were praising him as the next greatest football quarterback when he was like a freshman. I was like, there's no way this is going to pan out. None.
Maybe it was what I'm saying is just be careful. Be careful how much you praise somebody before they do anything. You know what I'm saying?
He does kind of look like Jesus without a beard, so maybe. I don't know.
He knows. A blonde Jesus. Blonde Jesus. Yeah. Golf, real quick here. This is kind of crazy. Two golfers playing on two different days and on two different golf courses in South Carolina. Both hit shots that landed on top of alligators.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. He took Chubbs' hand. Luckily for both guys, there's a rule that deals with abnormal course conditions. Both players, by rule, were able to play a ball from a different place without a penalty. If it was me, I'd play it from a different course, probably.
Yeah. Like, I'm out of here. There's alligators on this course? No, I'm good.
Yeah, I'll see a snapping turtle on the golf course, and I'm like, I'll stay away from that. You, on the other hand.
You see a big bug on a course, you're like,
Brock, we had a golf course one time, and I'm about to hit a shot, and I hear Brock off into the distance. You can hear Brock from anywhere on the golf course. And I literally look back, and he's holding a snapping turtle by the tail. And I'm just like, my God, dude. I know I'm buzzed. I'm buzzed. And I know you're buzzed. You have to be buzzed to be holding this turtle, this massive snapping turtle by the tail. I'm like, dude, he's gonna lop his finger off. He's not going to be able to finish this round. I'm playing good golf. Don't ruin it.
I didn't know I was golfing with such a pussy.
All right, crikey. We got Crocodile Dundee over here.
Oh, look.
Steve Irwin.
Right there. It's a snapping turtle. I'm going to grab it, and I'm going to throw it. I didn't want the little guy to get run over by a golf cart. He was just tiny one. He was a little tiny baby snapping turtle.
Yeah. That thing was pretty big.
Yeah. I fought bigger. So.
But you did. You took it over to the pond like a nice guy. You didn't make turtle soup or anything.
No. I set him down on the edge. I was like, here you go, buddy. There you go.
And I wish he would have gotten your thumb or something. See? That's what happens when you mess with snapping turtles.
But see, I deserve it, so I can't be mad at the snapping turtle. He looked back at me and said, thanks, dude. And then he scurried off.
He was looking at your wiener, but he was pretty hungry that day, so he wanted something. Some more meaty.
Oh, good for you. How long you been holding out of that one? Good for you.
Years. There you go. That's your sports this morning.
You're a real jerk. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.